بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش وإذا ما غضبوا هم يغفرون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم أيما امرأة أصابت بخورا فلا تشهد معنا العشاء الآخرة أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers. Amongst the many unique qualities that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has uniquely placed in each and every human being, one is the unique and outstanding quality of morality and bashfulness. Some enjoy it to a greater degree, others to a lesser degree. By and large, each and every person has been endowed and favored with this outstanding quality of morality and bashfulness. And it is by virtue of this outstanding quality of morality and bashfulness that you and I are protected, we are safeguarded from many sins, transgression and vices in this world. The nature of the human ego, like the Quran says, that inna an-nafsa la'ammaratun bis-su'i illa ma rahima rabbi. Allah Ta'ala says that the human ego constantly provokes a person, constantly incites a person towards evil. And really, brothers, we need to be honest with ourselves. It is out of that fear of embarrassment, what would people think about me, that you and I refrain and we stay away from sins. So hence, the more we harness this quality, the more we preserve this quality of morality and bashfulness, the greater the chances are that you and I will stay away and we will safeguard ourselves from sin in this world. Otherwise, Allah forbid, if you and I will violate this quality of morality, like we find today, there is a dedicated agenda to rid the world of morality, to rid the world of fidelity. We all know what is going on. There is a dedicated agenda to remove morality from the world. That people will flirt with strange women. A youngster will pop a drug. You will go to a casino in the Islamic garb and you will think absolutely nothing of it. My brother, Allah has favored you and I with a quality of morality and bashfulness. This is a natural deterrent that keeps you and I away from sin and transgression. This is a natural deterrent that Allah has favored you and I with. Every human being, whether Muslim, non-Muslim, has been blessed with this outstanding quality of morality and bashfulness. Now there was one Sahabi by the name of Ashaj radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One day he makes his presence in front of Nabi alayhi salam. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi has made mention of this incident. Nabi alayhi salam looked at him and he said, "Inna fika la khuluqain." That, oh Ashaj, you possess two outstanding traits and qualities. He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, what are you talking about?" Nabi alayhi salam said, I find you possess such two qualities that Allah himself has become impressed with those qualities. He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, what are those qualities that you are speaking about?" Nabi alayhi salam said, "Al-hilmu wal-haya'u." Number one is tolerance and number two is modesty. He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, aqadiman kana fiyya am hadithan." Where these qualities, have they manifested themselves in my life in the recent past? Or have you found these qualities in my life for a period of time? Nabi alayhi salam said, "Bal kana qadiman." These are those qualities that I find in your life for a period of time. He said, "Alhamdulillahi alladhi jabalani ala khuluqain yuhibbuhum Allah." All praise belongs to the Almighty Allah who has endowed me and favored me with those two qualities that Allah himself has become pleased with. Now brothers, if you look into the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salam speaks about something
that we refer to as ghayra. This is to elevate the status of morality, like you will say in English, to raise the bar, to take it to a higher level. And that is that possessive nature that a person ought to have over his wife, over his daughters, and those who are under your care. The hadith appears both in Bukhari and in Muslim. There was one sahabi by the name of Sa'ad bin Ubadah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One day Nabi alayhi salam is, sahaba gathered together, like you and I, we gather together, we speak about sports and politics. There is no spiritual connotation to that interaction. Sahaba used to speak about deen, how can we renew our iman? So this sahabi passed a comment, and he tells his companions that لَوْ رَأَيْتُ رَجُلًا مَعَ عِمْرَأَتِي لَضَرَبْتُهُ بِالسَّيْفِ. He said, I swear by the Almighty Allah, if I find a man interfering with my wife, I swear by the Almighty Allah, I will strike that man down with the sharp edge of my sword. Sahaba became totally, they were taken aback. That what are you talking about? Nabi alayhi salam overheard this discussion. He comes forward and he said, O my Sahaba, أَتَعْجَبُونَ مِنْ غَيْرَةِ سَعْدٍ. Are you impressed at the sense of honor that Sa'ad bin Ubadah has? By Allah, I have a greater sense of honor. And by Allah, Allah has a greater sense of honor than me. My brother, you are possessive over your car. Sisters are possessive over the kitchen. If there's something that you need to be possessive over, it is your wives and your daughters. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Really, like I had mentioned, this is one quality which unfortunately has become void in this ummah. That you will pray the shopping malls. You will go to beaches. What did my Nabi say? Ayyuma mra'a. That woman who removes her clothing in an environment other than that of her husband, such a woman has broken the veil of Allah. Such a woman has broken the veil of Allah. The ayat-e kareemah I had recited before you, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention in Surah Ash-Shura in the 25th juz of the Quran al-Kareem. What does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say? وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشِ. Allah says, those who will abstain and stay away from major sins in this world. Now the ulama have categorized, they have highlighted, and they have identified those sins that are considered to be major sins. And amongst those the ulama have explained, on the top of the list is immorality. Like Ibn Khaldun, the great historian, what has he written? His kitab, his book is world renowned. Up to this day, it is taught in so many institutions. In fact, his book is of such a caliber that no other author could add to the contribution that he had made. He said, when a nation, becomes void of morality, there is nothing left in that nation anymore. And what did my Nabi say? إِذَا فَاتَتْكَ الْحَيَا فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. When morality will become an absent entity in this world, when morality will become an absent entity in this world, you can do as you please, like we find today. Allah Ta'ala speaks in this ayat of major crimes. Thereafter, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala exclusively, categorically speaks about immorality. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Surah Ash-Shura, Surah An-Nur, the 18 juz of the Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, verily those, يُحِبُّونَ أَن تَشِيعَ الْفَاحِشَ, who promote immorality in this world. Allah Ta'ala says, for such individuals, there is a dreadful punishment. Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the honorable son-in-law of Nabi alayhi salam, the husband of the Queen of Paradise, once he ascends the pulpit of his Nabi in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, oh my companions, what is this news that has reached my ears? That some of you have become very flexible with your wives, in a sense that you're allowing your wives to mingle around freely in the bazaars of Medina. He said, where is your haya and your modesty? Asma bint Abi Bakr, the daughter of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she was married to Zubair bin Awam, this great giant, the sage of the age. She says, one day I was walking in the streets of Medina, as I was walking, it was extremely hot. I was carrying some dates on my head. And Nabi alayhi salam at a distance called out to me. So she says, I looked in that direction. It was Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there were some other companions with him. Nabi alayhi salam said, Wasma, why don't you mount on this conveyance? I will instruct one of the sahaba to take you home. She said, initially I entertained the idea. But then, فَذَكَرْتُ ذُبَيْرًا وَكَانَ مِنْ أَغْيَرِ النَّاسِ. She says, I entertained the idea initially. But then the thought of my husband flashed through my mind. I know the possessive nature of my husband. He would not be happy with me mounting on that conveyance. I said, oh Nabi of Allah, I appreciate what you have offered me, but I will take a walk home. I mean, how often doesn't it happen? You know, today you come home, the wife tells you, can I use your cell phone? Now give me 2 or 3 minutes. Let me just scan through my phone. You know, I don't want any unpleasant SMSs to stare her in the face. How many times doesn't it happen? How many husbands themselves have told me, Mawlana, I can't ask my wife anything. What's the problem? You don't trust me. I know personally, brothers, speak to the ulama. How many married men, married women say, Mawlana, I'm involved with this married man. I'm involved with that married woman. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Like the Arabic poet says it so beautifully. Nazrun, fabtisamun, fakalamun, famaw'idu. It is a lustful gaze, which is translated into a smile, exchange of phone numbers, and shattering of marriages. Be parda hasino se huwa tanga zamana. Be parda hasino se huwa tanga zamana. The world has become corrupt with unveiled and beautiful women. Agar anko kutune unse nibachaye. If you will not divert your gazes from the beautiful woman, inevitably your hearts will be captured. If you know by your very nature you are flammable, my brother, how can you go in the company of explosives? Buraydah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the hadith appears in Muslim. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Allahu Akbar, food for thought for you and I. Nabi alayhi salam said, a man would leave his home in the morning. He would go and search, you know, for his livelihood, to serve his family, to provide for his family. In his absence, another strange man will come and he will abuse this man in a sense that he will commit adultery and fornication with his wife. My Nabi said, on the day of Qiyamah, such a man will be brought before Allah. The husband will be brought before Allah. Allah Ta'ala will tell the husband, هذا الرجل قد خانوك في أهلك فخذ من حسناته ما شئت. This is the man who betrayed you with regards to your wife in the world. Start taking all his good deeds. Remember on that day, your currency will not be your rands, dollars and pounds. Nabi Ali Salam said, like you and I will say, he will clean him out. He will clean him out. You would be left with no good deeds. You will be cleaned out. Like the Arabic poet says it so beautifully. He said, كل العداوة مبدعها من كل الحوادث مبدعها من النذري. He said, the eyes, this leads to thousands of sins. This is the doorway that would take you through thousands of sins. It takes a spark to ignite into a huge fire. One of the greatest poets that the world has ever seen is none other than Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i rahimahumullah. You know, Allah, I swear by the Almighty Allah that the world till today is indebted to the jurisprudence of this great scholar. What did Imam Shafi'i say? He said, "Aifu ta'ifu nisa'ikum fil mahrami." وَتَبَيَّنَ مَا لَا يَلِيقُ بِمُسْلِمٍ إِنَّ الزِّنَا عَيْنٌ إِنَّ الزِّنَا دَيْنٌ فَإِنْ أَقْرَدْتَهُ كَانَ الزِّنَا. He says, avoid casting lustful glances at strange women. Avoid casting lustful glances at strange women. Allah will protect your wives and your daughters from the nasty glances of strange men. What profound words. He said, do not look at strange women with a lustful eye. Allah Ta'ala will protect your wives and your daughters from the lustful glances of strange men. And then he goes on to mention, he said, do not commit a sin and a vice openly in this world, lest people would look at you. They will not look at you as an individual. They will tarnish the purity of Islam. They will tarnish the religion of Islam. Look at this man dressed in Islamic garb with a beard on his face and going to a casino, sleeping around with women. They would not look at you as an individual. Your one sin would become symbolic of the entire ummah. I am not saying perpetrate crimes, but brothers, do not do it in Islamic garb. People would not look at you as an individual. You're an ambassador of Islam. And then Imam Shafi'i said, he said that do not commit zina, do not fornicate in this world. He says, why? Because of your wrong, your wives and your daughters will suffer. You're making your wives and your daughters susceptible and vulnerable to the vultures that are out there. Really, this is something we need to protect ourselves. Like I said early on, if you will not protect the gaze, this is the doorway to thousands of sins. The hadith appears in Muslim Sharif on the strength of Zainab As-Saqafiyyah. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salam said that a group of men will sit together. A group of men will sit together. Every sin that happened in the previous nations will happen in my ummah to such an extent. Hatta anna al-qawm yatamurru alayhim al-mar'a fayaqumu ilayha ba'duhum fayujami'uha fayarji'u ila ashabi yadhaku ilayhim wa yadhaku ilayhi. Nabi alayhi salam said, a group of men will sit together. And what will they talk about? They will talk about nothing but women. They will talk about nothing but zina. The honor of not one woman will be spared. Nabi alayhi salam said, don't we find it today? They will be sitting in a street corner. One woman will happen to pass by. One of them will stand up and in full public view, he will rape that woman in public view. He will come back and they will laugh it out. They will laugh it out. What my Nabi said 1400 years ago, aren't we seeing it today? He has given us some guidelines, brothers. Allah Ta'ala forbid. Unfortunately, the Western masters have become our reference for navigation and guidance. Let us turn to the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Azwaj Mutahharat. Nabi alayhi salam said, the hadith is mentioned on the strength of Zainab al-Saqafiyyah. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? إِذَا شَهِدَتِ الْمَرْعَةُ وَالْعِشَىٰ فَلَا تَطَيَّبْ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَىٰ. That if a woman, and we find that there is a propaganda by certain quarters, I always say, the woman saying, you all are preventing us from coming to the masjid and performing salah. I said, no problem. Look at the wisdom of Allah. Look at the wisdom of Islam. For one moment, reflect momentarily. If it was mandatory for a woman to perform salah in jamaat, for you and I as men on a cold winter's night to get up to come to the Fajr salah, what about a woman who has three or four small children? How difficult won't it be for her? What did Nabi alayhi salam say? If a woman wants to come to the masjid and she wants to perform salah in the house of Allah, my Nabi said, tell such a woman not to perfume herself and come to the house of Allah. Let us reflect for a moment. We are speaking about the golden era of prophethood, the second most sanctified place on Mother Earth. Who is the Imam? The Imam of Imams. Who is the congregation? The galaxy of Sahaba. We are speaking about Medina. Reflect for one moment. You and I were living 14 centuries down the line. And we are advocating
allow the women to come to the masjid. Allow them to stand side by side. You know and I know what won't happen in this world. What did my Nabi say? When a woman, the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, when a woman perfumes herself with this intention that people may scent her, she walks out with this intention, she perfumes herself, that a strange man may scent her. My Nabi said, such a woman is no less than a zaniya. She's no destiny adulteress. Really, we need to adopt some practical measures. Brothers, you are traveling alone. There's no one looking at you. You're in a strange, in a foreign country. You're in an airport. No one is looking at you. Like I said, if you know by your very nature, you're flammable. How can you go in a company of explosives? I always say this. There are two things in life. Let alone the next man, don't trust yourself. There never comes a stage in your life where you have matured the challenge of money. And there never comes a stage in your life where you have matured the challenge of woman. These two things will never leave you right up to the end of time. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? And really, my brothers, this is happening. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? إِذَا أَحَدُكُمْ أَعْجَبَتْهُ الْمَرْأَى. If any one of you are outside and you're impressed by a strange woman, and really, brothers, this is what the world is calling you towards. The marketing world. You're driving on the road. The first billboard that meets with your eyes is one of flirt. What happens? Your emotions go upside down. You drive few kilometers ahead. The next billboard, you see the picture of the most seductive woman. It throws your emotions upside down. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. You drive few kilometers ahead. The next billboard reads, just do it. I dare you. How many youth are there under the pretext of just do it? They pop that one pill. Now they're addicted to drugs. They're addicted to intoxicants. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Like I always say, you know that picture of the most seductive, the most charming woman that you find on the billboard. I always say, this has been unpacked and presented to you and I. I always say, that is the nose of one, the smile of a second, the figure of a third, and that is has been presented to you and I. The ideal woman, I swear by the Almighty Allah, you'll have to wait for the gardens of Jannah. That you will not find in this world. I promise you, my brother, even if you speak about exercising your right of polygamy, if you will not protect your gaze, I promise you 100 women will not be enough for you. Like we say in English, the grass on the other side always appears to be greener. Allah would bless you with the most beautiful wife if you will not protect your gaze. I promise you, my brother, you would look at your most beautiful wife, you will derive no joy. Nabi alayhi salam said, if you're outside, you're impressed by a strange woman. Brothers, this is happening. How many brothers haven't told me? Years ago, an elderly brother, I asked him, uncle, how old are you? He said, Molana, I'm fit to be your father. He said, I'm 65 years old. He said, not a single day passes in my life. Every day I have the urge of committing zina. One brother told me, he said, Molana, you know, I've got a serious problem. What's the matter? He said, I am attracted to the opposite gender. I said, well, you need to join the club. Every person in this world is faced with this problem. I think we can go one step forward. There are many of our youths, many elderly brothers, let alone the opposite gender. Some of you are attracted to the same gender. You know, before we used to speak about Adam and Eve, but Allah forbid, what has happened to this ummah? Today we speak about Adam and Steve. I read an article not too long ago. You know, we look at, and this is amongst the signs of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salam said, amongst the signs of Qiyamah, you know, the numbers of women will outnumber men. They say in America, there are 6.7 million more females than that of male. You go to Russia, there are 8 million females more than that of male. You go to the United Kingdom, they say there are 4.6 million females more than that of male. And here we are talking about men who don't want to get married to women. And they want to share their lust with strange men. I mean, what's going to happen to all those women? Brothers, I'm not justifying. Like I said, Islam has given that leeway. But if you will not protect your eyesight, I promise you, you can get married 20 times over. 100 women will make no difference to your life. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Like the youngsters of today will say, Nabi alayhi salam said, you are outside and you're impressed by a strange woman. And the words of the hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said, like in our terminology, that woman stole my heart. Waqa'at fi qalb. That woman stole my heart. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? He said, go back home. Go back home. While the Western world is calling you outside, my Nabi said, go back home and call your wife. That woman outside has nothing more to offer you than what your wife at home can give you. Nabi alayhi salam said, if your wife is cooking a pot of food, tell her to leave that pot and respond to the desire of this man. If she will not fulfill the needs of this man, Allah himself will become displeased with that woman. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Come home. Islam is calling you home. The Western world is calling you outside. But Allah forbid, today when the husband comes home, where is the wife? She's rubbing shoulders with strange men in malls and pubs and clubs, parading the shopping malls. She's not ready for her own husband. So that's a major problem that we have. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Come home and satisfy your need with your wife. Otherwise, the Quran says, فَمَنْ إِبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ. If you will satisfy your need in an avenue other than that of your wife, Allah Ta'ala says for you is a dreadful punishment. Brothers, my time is up. I want to share with you one example. And really, this is something that you and I need to reflect and ponder. When we speak about morality, we speak about fidelity, we speak about bashfulness in this world, I am not speaking about those who lead a life of infidelity and immorality. I am speaking about the religious sector of this ummah. How often doesn't it happen, brothers? We are not sitting here to highlight the wrongs, but it's time we start taking lessons. Look at our functions today. Salman Farsi. Let me share with you, you know, one incident from the life of this great giant of Islam. It is mentioned on the strength of Abdurrahman al-Saq. Abdurrahman, he makes mention of this incident. You'll find it in the books of Ahadith. When Salman al-Farsi, Anna Salman Farsi, tazawwaja imra'atan fi Kinda. He got married to a woman from Kinda. Like in today's time, you know, you ask a man, like they say there was this young man. Somebody asked him, where are you off to? He was all dolled up. He said, no, I'm going to propose to the princess. So somebody told him, you think you will make it? He said, of course I will make it. I'm halfway through. I have already accepted her. It's only for her to accept me. He said, well, my brother, in that way, half the world has already accepted her. So Salman Farsi, like in today's time, you know, you ask a man, who you got married to? I got married to a woman from one of the northern suburbs. Hey, you're a fortunate man. You know, a package deal with a car, this and that. Like one brother told me, he said, Molana, when I went to propose to a girl, the first question she asked me, she said, tell me how many dustbins you have at home. So he said, I was perplexed. What are you talking about? No, tell me your mother, your sister, sister-in-law. So at least I know how to grapple and I know how to deal with the situation before I decide. Nonetheless, Salman Farsi, he got, listen to this incident, brothers. He got married to a woman from Kinda. Wabana biha fi baytiha. And he consummated his marriage in the home of his in-laws. فَلَمَّا كَانْ لَيْلَةَ الْبِنَا لَيْلَةَ الْبِنَا. The night of the marriage, subhanallah. We all know what a bash there is, what a party there is. After the nikah, his friends accompany him. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ الْبَيْتِ. When he gets to the door of his in-laws, his friends accompany him. What does he tell his friends? ارجعوا أعجركم الله فلم يدخل كما فعل الصفحاء. He tells his friends, you know what? Thanks for coming for the nikah. Thanks for coming for the nikah. You can return. I'll meet you tomorrow. So they tell him, Salman, let us spend a few moments with you. He said, no, you know, thanks for coming. I need to spend some time with my wife. Nonetheless, they walk away. As he enters into the house, Brothers, how sad a sight today, the day of the nikah. Boy and girl are sitting on the stage. After the meals, what happens? Time for photographs. Who's standing next to my wife? My best friend. Your best friend is smiling at my wife. And I think nothing of it. I mean, I am standing next to my wife. And you call your best friend, Muhammad, meet my wife. Ismail, meet my wife. What a sick society we are living in. Like I always say, your wife has already become a demo model. She hasn't stepped off that stage. I mean, men have already undressed her with their eyes. Salman Farsi tells his friends, go back. I would never allow you to enter into the privacy of my home. Listen to this very quickly. Let me take you into this incident. As he enters, he looks around him and the walls were draped around him like you find today. Salman Farsi looks at his wife and he said, Subhanallah, is this the new Kaaba? Like you have a ghilaf over the Kaaba. What's all these drapings around the wall? He said, I will never enter this house until and unless you remove the drapings of the wall, with the exception of the draping on the door. As he enters, he looks on one side. وَرَآ مَتَاعًا كَثِيرًا. What does he find? Like in today's time, we find all the kunchas, all the gifts. He asked his wife, what's this? No, these are gifts for you and I. Who brought it? These, our neighbors, our friends have brought this for you and I. What did he tell his wife? أَوْسَانِي خَلِيلِي. My good friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught me to live a life of simplicity. I don't need all this. Take all these gifts and give it in the path of Allah. Either these gifts go. Subhanallah. And then his wife tells him, these are servants that we have who will be at your beck and call. He said, I don't need this in my life. Take these servants and free them for the pleasure of Allah. Subhanallah. His wife calls the servants. She frees them. She takes these gifts. She gives it in the path of Allah. Salman Farsi. There were women that had gathered. Now we all know what happens today. When the nikah takes place, the boy leaves the hall. He comes to the home of his in-laws to pick up the bride, to pick up his wife. The wife is standing at the entrance. And she says, darling, there's my best friend. And there your husband is smiling at your best friend. And you think nothing of it. Brothers, it's time we need to start taking lessons. Bring the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Instead of starting off that marriage in some luxurious hotel, let us commence with what Nabi alayhi salam has taught us. Nabi alayhi salam, Salman al-Farsi, Allahu Akbar. Then it is said, he tells the woman, can you please leave me and my wife alone? The woman get up, they leave. He drops the curtain. He tells his wife, I need to ask you one thing. You know, we are married. I've got one question to ask you. Will you ever defy me in this marriage? If I tell you anything, will you ever defy me? Like one husband on the wedding night, as he enters into the room, he gave his wife one slap. So she looked at him, darling, what's the matter? What did I tell you? He says, no. I wanted to teach you a lesson. Without doing anything, you got one slap. So the day you open your mouth, you know what would happen. So Salman Farsi tells his wife, he said, I am married to you. You are my wife. I am your husband. Will you ever disobey me? She said, I am at your beck and call. Unlike today, look at the woman of today. She's earning her own salary. You tell me anything, give me my talaq. I don't need you to dictate to me. Where is the respect that the women have today for the husbands? Nonetheless, Salman Farsi, he drops the curtain. He says, oh my wife, my friend Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught me, if we commence this relation, let us commence on a spiritual note. She says, I am ready. He said, you sure? She said, yes. They perform wudu together. Qamat wa qama. He stands up, she stands up. They perform salah together. He makes dua. She says, Ameen. He takes his blessed hand. He places it on the forehead of his wife. Masaha binasiyatiha. And then he recites the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayraha wa khayra ma jabaltaha alayhi wa a'udhu bika min sharriha wa sharri ma jabalta alayhi. Oh Allah, I ask you the goodness that is found in this woman. And oh Allah, I ask you protection from every evil that potentially could be found in this woman. Salman Farsi, It is said, lengthy narration. He drops the curtain. He goes into the bedroom. He consummates the marriage. The next morning, there is a knock on the door. Who is at the door? It is his friends who are standing outside. Like we find today. I mean, when your best friends meet you the next day, what will they ask you? How was the first night? So his friends asked him, Kayfa wajadta ahlak? Salman, you got married to a woman from Kinda. We heard a lot about this woman. How was the first night? That was ghayrat. That was bashfulness and morality that we are talking about. Fa'arada anhum. He turns away. They come from the other side. Salman, how was the first night? Fa'arada anhum. He turns away. And then he looks at his friends. What does he tell them? He said, my good friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught me. Innama ja'ala Allah ja'ala al-abwaba was-sutura litawara biha. Allah's Nabi has taught me that what happens behind the walls must not come outside the walls. Allah forbid, today in the name of Facebook, you are taking that prized property of yours, that wife of yours, who you claim to love so much, you're putting on Facebook for the whole world to see. What love you have for that wife of yours? Is that not the height of disrespect? The entire world is looking at that wife of yours. He said, Allah has made walls and curtains so that what happens behind these walls must not come outside these walls. And then he tells his friends, he said, Sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. I heard Nabi alayhi salam saying, Al-mutahadithu an dhalik kal-himarain al-mutasafiyadani fi tariq aw kama qal. That person, that man who takes his private life and he brings it into the public domain. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? That man who takes his private life and he brings it into the public domain is no better than two donkeys who mate in public. My Nabi said, you are no better than an animal. May Allah Ta'ala grant us, there's so much more I could have told you. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala infuse and instill within our lives this beautiful quality of modesty. My brother, like I said, you're possessive over your car. You don't want anyone to touch your car. My sisters, you're possessive over your kitchen. If there's something you need to be possessive over, it is your wives and your daughters. May Allah Ta'ala inspire me. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we imbibe within our lives this beautiful quality of modesty and bashfulness. Wa ma alayna.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.